The Trail of Death on this moment of Indiana history. Although many have heard about the Trail of Tears, another deadly exodus of Native Americans began in Indiana in the year 1838. Since acquiring territories west of the Mississippi in 1803, the federal government had been encouraging Native peoples to relocate. This process of relocation, achieved through the negotiation of land exchange treaties, was formalized in 1830 when Congress passed the Indian Removal Act. Federal agent Abel Pepper was responsible for getting Potawatomi Indians in northern Indiana to sign deals ceding their land, but he encountered resistance from a group led by Chief Menominee of Twin Lakes. Apprehensive about an uprising, in 1838, Indiana Governor David Wallace charged General John Tipton with eradicating this last Potawatomi stronghold. Tipton's men rounded up all Potawatomi within a 50-mile radius, informed them of their prisoner status, and announced plans for their deportation out west. With Chief Menominee restrained in a jail wagon, 850 Potawatomi left Twin Lakes on horseback and in carts for a 2-month trek. Malnutrition, along with an outbreak of typhoid fever, claimed 39 lives along the way, including many infants. Another casualty was the French priest Father Benjamin Marie Petit, who ministered to the refugees and chronicled the trip. The ignominious trek that has come to be known as the Trail of Death ended after 660 miles in Osawatomie, Kansas, on November 4, 1838. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.